Hello, I'm Dave Kilmister, and this is Lights Out. I'm tuned to A440, so if you haven't got a tuner, you should go and get one, really. But to help out, here's an A. Okay, you should be able to sort out the rest from that. If you tune the rest of the strings from that and it sounds like this, then you really need to go and get a tuner. Right, lights out, bars 1 to 8, fairly slow tempo. I'll count you in. 2, 3, 4. Okay, I've left out the feedback pitches, mainly because I'm recording in my bedroom and really upsets the neighbours. Okay, bar 9 is the main verse riff, if you like, which is repeated in bars 10 and 11. So I'll play bars 9 to 11, just so you can get the feel of it. Ooh, where are misses? 2, 3, 4. Okay, bar 12 has a little feel. This is what it sounds like. 2, 3, 4. Okay, don't forget the at the end, most important. Bars 13 to 15 are the same as 9 to 11, so I won't bore you playing that again. We'll take it from 16 to 18. 2, 3, 4. Okay, 19 and 20 are slight variation on the main verse riff. He tends to play this one when there's no vocals, just to fill it out a bit more. 2, 3, 4. That phone in the background was just Phil saying, "Where's this tape? Get a move on!" So, moving swiftly on to bar 24. 2, 3, 4. Okay, the chorus is going to sound a bit strange if we keep stopping this, so we're going to try and get from bars 32 to 46. Good luck. 2, 3, 4. Okay, train spotters out there will notice that I didn't play every single hemi, demi, semiquaver glitch. But keep your anoraks on. This is mainly just to give you an idea of how the track sounds. Okay, bars 53 to 54 sound something like this. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. Okay, after that we have another verse and another chorus, which are pretty much the same as the first verse and chorus, so let's get down to the bit that you've all been waiting for. The widdly bit. Bars 77 to 78 are basically just bending one note with vibrato, but the vibrato is so nice and in time that I've actually written it in relation to the bars. 2, 3, 4. Okay, bar 79 looks a bit strange. This is kind of similar to some of the stuff you may have encountered in my transcription of For the Love of God. In other words, taking a basic pattern and trying to play it as quickly as possible in the space of a bar. So when you actually slow it down and transcribe it, it looks pretty frightening. But really, if you can find the pattern that's being used, then it's just a case of a case. More tea, Vicar. Just a case of practicing it and speeding it up. So the basic pattern sounds like this. And if you speed it up, it sounds faster. Now it sounds a bit like this. I even missed the last note, just like on the record. What more do you want? Right, bars 83 to 84. I should explain before we play through this. Bar 84 has a two-tone bend on the top E string, A to C sharp. That's four frets for the non-musical people out there. Now, for these kind of bends, really you need to be using your forearm. If you find yourself flexing your fingers when you're bending strings, then you're making it very difficult for yourself. So it's not easy to describe over the tape, so you should go and see someone that knows what they're doing. Get it checked out. Slap it on the table. Oh dear, he's gone off the rails again. Right, bars 83 to 84. 2, 3, 4. Oh, the sound of thousands of E strings breaking all over the country. Wonderful. Bar 85. 2, 3, 4. Okay, bar 86 is getting bizarre again. I'll take you through the first bit. 3, 4. Okay, we're getting into another pattern now. I'll play the pattern slowly. It covers basically the end of bar 86 and all of bar 87. Here's the pattern. And a tiny bit quicker. Okay, a bit dodgy, but there you go. Bar 88, yet another pattern. Let's slow it down for you. 2, 3, 4. Okay, a little bit quicker. I think the best way to get the most out of a solo like this is just to take certain ideas or patterns or whatever and borrow them, basically. Here's another good one at the beginning of bar 90. 2, 3, 4. Okay, here's another knickerbocker lick at the end of bar 90. Slowly it sounds something like this. 2, 3, 4. Okay, let's pick it up from bar 93 to 94. The key change into C sharp minor. 2, 3, 4. Bar 95. 2, 3, 4. 96. 3, 4. 97. 2, 3, 4. 98. 2, 3, 4. Let's try 99 to 101. 2, 3, 4. Ninety-eight. Okay, it's pretty plain sailing now until bar 145, the second solo. Now, both these solos were actually recorded using a wah pedal. I'm demonstrating it without using a wah pedal for two reasons. The first, I think you get to hear the notes a bit clearer. And the second reason, I haven't got a wah pedal. Never mind. Bar 145, 2148. 2, 3, 4. What sustain? Never mind. Bar 149 to 150. Key change to C sharp minor. 2, 3, 4. One 151 to 152. 2, 3, 4. That was an on-purpose open G string, by the way, because that's what he did on the record. Probably a mistake, but it sounds cool. Bars 153 to 154. 2, 3, 4. Yet another open G string, but there you go. Bars 155 to 156. 2, 3, 4. One 157 to 161. 2, 3, 4. One 162 to 163, an arpeggio. Gasp! Before Malmsteen, unbelievable. Let's see what it sounds like. 2, 3, 4. One 165 to 166. 2, 3, 4. One 167 to 168. 2, 3, 4. Okay, let's be daring. 169 to 173. 2, 3, 4. Okay, 174 to 175, time to get funky. Keep that strumming hand as loose as possible for this kind of stuff. Let's see if we can get through it. 2, 3, 4. One 176 to 178. Pretty much the same lick. Sounds like this. 2, 3, 4. Pretty country, huh? 179 and 180. Let's go mad. 2, 3, 4. Okay, 181 to Finney would be good. See if we can do it. 2, 3, 4. Congratulations, you made it to the end. Well done. Thanks for listening. Before I go, I hope you like Sundance. If you don't, you can blame Phil because he wrote the melody. Speak to you next month. Cheers.
Hello, Phil Hillhorn here again. Here's the backing track to UFO's Lights Out. Have fun.